com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Hey, happy Saturday. You want to know where March Madness is? We got it right here, baby. Forget March Madness. It's March Crazy. Baldwin McCullough, happy Saturday night to you. Glad you're with us. Live from New York. Stephen is comfortably situated with his quarter pound chocolate chip cookies.
I finished the first one.
This is why you no longer are charged the way you were an hour ago.
Yeah, so
you're bouncing off the walls.
I got all that cookie dough in my boiler, waiting for the sugar to go through the osmosis.
I think it's already gone through. I think you're in almost
20 minutes from now. Be sure to still be here, folks.
Because at that point, Steven will be so out, we can shove M&Ms up his nose. He won't know it. Of course, he would just call that freebasing. So, you know, it's one step at a time. Anyway, welcome to Saturdays. We're glad you're with us. And the phone number, 888-340-3373. In the first hour, we opened the discussion about this news story. It's kind of the top news story across the country right now. Even though it's been on the kind of the front burner for a couple of days, this mother on Thursday is walking home from going to the post office. She lives in an apartment not far from the post office in Brunswick, Georgia, and she, on a perfectly delightful spring day, takes a morning stroll, goes over to the post office, mails some bills and stuff. On the way home, is accosted by a tall, skinny kid that jumps out of from behind some trees and has a small boy with him. He says, "Give me money, give me money, give me money. I don't have any, don't have any, don't have any." He says, "Give me money or I'll kill your baby. Do you want me to kill your baby?" he says. And she says, "No, don't kill my baby." Then bullets start to fly. She gets hit in the ear and in the leg. And before she knows what else has happened, he's walked around to the stroller, shoots the baby in the face at point-blank range. If this isn't the time to put someone to death in America for abject evil, I don't know when is. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
Now, I remember what you were asking me.
Yes, I asked you if you thought there was anything else at work in this,
yeah,
scenario.
And I got into the spiritual forces of darkness, et cetera, which is, you know, in my opinion, obvious here. And probably would be obvious to a lot of other people. But I said, prior to the show, when we were chatting, I said, watch as this case unfolds. I'm willing to bet anybody right now a absolute $5 U.S. American bill, at the very minimum.
That's confidence.
I'm willing to bet this kid was heavily involved in violent video games.
Okay.
I'm calling it now.
That's your suspicion.
I'm calling it now.
That's your suspicion. We don't have any proof, one way or the other, but that's what Steven thinks is at work here.
I don't think you could shoot a baby in the face, you know, just because you were playing, you know, Words with Friends.
Well, probably not. Of course, I don't. Well, okay, we won't go there.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Hey, you're the one who brought it up.
Thank you. Moving right along.
But, you know, and it also depends on where this kid comes from. If he is an inner city, urban, you know, kind of kid that hangs out behind the trees and shoots people when they come by, He doesn't have to be a video game player. I mean, black on black crime is huge, particularly in the urban centers. So you can be desensitized in more ways than one. But does it even matter? I don't think it does. He's 17 years old. I said in the last hour they should hook him up. They should fry him until he smells like bacon. That's just what I think. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Durwood calling from Maryland. Durwood, how are you listening tonight? Are you listening on WRC out of Washington, D.C.?
I'm listening on WRC.
There you go. Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I just told your screener, I think he deserves the death penalty, and I don't think there's any excuse. However, and I didn't say this to her, I think that when we have, the way life has been lessened, the value of life is so little now, because I think abortion has a lot to do with it, because we don't know, we don't hear the inner workings when these young people are exposed to abortion. And I think not only that, I think just because of the way nature or whatever works, when the value of life is so small, and I think abortion has so much to do with that, that people just get they just decide that life has no value. What I want is more important than somebody's life.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, Durwood. And here's the thing. Does it also affect your rationale? Because the woman tells him three times, I don't have any money. I'm sure she was throwing her purse at him by the time it was all over. Look, I don't have... Here,
yeah.
Look in my bag. I don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he kills the baby anyway.
I want to hear Al Sharpton and all the people that jump on when stuff happens. And I'm a black person, and I'm not... You know, I'm sure I'll be called an Uncle Tom and a lot of other stuff, but that's okay. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. But I just feel like I want to hear what those people have to say.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Durwood, so far they're staying lock-lipped, so they're not. And someone asked in the last hour, where's President Obama on this? You know, he comes out and says Trayvon could be his son. What about this innocent baby? I mean, this baby's done nothing.
Well, if you're going to allow a baby to lie on a cold table and die if it survives an abortion, then maybe you wouldn't be so sensitive.
There you go, Durwood. All right. I like you, Durwood. Call back. We're here every Saturday. Thanks for listening. 888-340-3373. I'll let you pick next. Montana or Florida? Where do you want to go?
Montana.
James, line one. How are you?
Great. Thank you very much. This is deplorable. Makes me sick. I retired from the military. I went in when I was 17 and had my 18th birthday over in Italy. And so this kid's definitely worthy of being tried as an adult. I don't care if this kid didn't get bounced on his daddy's knee enough or sucked from his mother's breast as a baby or whatever his environment and things were. This is a deplorable, heinous act, a crime against humanity, that if he's that messed up, he deserves to die. And I'll tell you where Obama's going to be on this. He's going to have his spin artists and his stoolies out there making a case that this is going to why we need more gun control, when the fact is if this woman would have been trained and had an opportunity to bear arms in her defense, she could have, she might have got hit, but maybe she could have blown this jerk away. At the same time, this is a perfect case to say we've already got enough laws on the books to control, crime or whatever. But if we start punishing people that commit the crimes with guns, and in this case, you commit a heinous crime, you commit a felony act of murder on somebody with a weapon, it's like you get to go right to the first front of the line to get put to death. And that would be, it might not stop everybody because crime is crime, criminals are criminals, but this cannot be allowed to be turned into another thing like the school where, 20 people were killed. It's just awful. I spent my whole career, my whole life defending this country and its constitution for people to be able to live and safe and happy and free. And with this kind of stuff going on in our borders, It can't be allowed to be given a pass for any reason, psychological or environment, whatever they come up with. No way.
I hear you. Hey, James, thanks for the call. Are you listening on Sirius XM tonight?
Actually, I am, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for being there, and thanks for telling your friends. Baldwin McCullough every Saturday night, same time. We have time to start with Edward, but, Edward, we might have to go to the break to let you finish your thought. But real quickly, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Well, thank you for taking my call. First, I would like to say I am an avid gamer and a security guard. I believe in the rule of law and order, so I kind of take offense to the video game that's made him do it.
Okay, Edward, hold on then. Here's what I want you to do. I want you and Steven to square off when we come back because I think it'll be an interesting conversation. But we do need to take this break. And friends, if you would like to weigh in on it, this kid, it's just deplorable. Shoots a baby at point-blank range, and I say fry him till he smells like bacon. Maybe I'm being too harsh. I don't know. 800. They actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Saturday night, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough.
Hey, how are you?
He's that Baldwin brother. Cookie. People always go,
cookies kicking
the Baldwin
in.
You work with, is that Baldwin guy? I'm like, which one?
Interesting.
They're like, the good one. I'm like, yes, that's him.
I like that.
So it doesn't matter what they think is good about you. I just always say that's him. He's the good one. 888-340-3373. But Edward in Orlando, he's got a bone to pick with you. Hi, Edward. Welcome back.
Thank you.
We're talking about this story out of Georgia, just to bring everybody up to speed. Sherry West lost her second son to brutal violence this year. She lost her first son in 2008. He was stabbed in an altercation in New Jersey at 18. Her 13-month-old, she's walking home from the post office. Two little miscreants come out and start accosting her. And she says, I don't have any money. And they say, you want me to kill your baby? She goes, I don't have any money. Please don't kill my baby. Shoots her three times, hits her twice. This guy's a terrible shot. And then he, just to make sure that he really did it right, he got a couple inches from the baby's head and blew a hole in her child. And then they caught him. His name is DeMarcus Elkins, and he's 17. He will be tried as an adult with a first-degree murder charge, and I believe in Georgia, first-degree murder is enough to get the death penalty, which they have 93 people on death row in Georgia currently. So looks like they'll be able to get to him, although if it was Texas, he'd probably be lined up within the next couple of weeks. They just don't mess around as long over there. But Stephen said, well, you know, I bet this kid played video games, and Edward, you took offense to that, so I want you to address that with Stephen directly.
All right, well, first I do want to say that I firmly defend his ability to say that, because I'm a firm believer in the Constitution. I do not believe that his assertions are based on sound reasoning.
Why?
Well, it would be the same as saying that music has caused many things, that television has caused many things, when usually it's brought back to bad parenting or drug use or an interest in things that are just evil.
So what do you say to that?
The majority of the cases.
Stephen, you worked in Hollywood for years and years. A lot of people say movies make people kill people. Do you believe that?
I believe in some cases there is the potential for that. But hey, look, it's very simple. With programming being what it is now, in the last 20 years, with programs like Dexter and shows where you just see grotesque, you know, examples of violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a desensitizing that goes on in the culture as a result of that. That's not a Stephen Baldwin ideology. That's a fact. That's a simple fact. And I, right back at the caller, I just want to say that, you know, yes, you are somebody, hopefully, that isn't a closet Dexter. Maybe you're somebody who is a common sense, logical, rational, functioning member of our society, and that's all terrific. But let me ask you this. What's the video game you of choice that you like to play the most?
Well, I like playing role-playing games, which do have quite a bit of going around and killing people, like Skyrim. And I have played Grand Theft Auto.
Sure. So let me ask you this. In your playing of Grand Theft Auto, would you say that your ability in reality with a weapon, if I put you in a FBI training camp situation with a 9mm pistol, and I said to you, okay, now go, Would you say that based on your experience playing Grand Theft Auto, you would probably have a better ability now with that weapon than you did, than you might have if you never played Grand Theft Auto? Is that accurate?
In some ways, it's a lot like a simulator. So it would create some training and experience, but not the background knowledge that if you went to a thorough training session.
Correct.
Well, okay, yeah. And
but you just proved my point.
Just to address that, though, Stephen, I know for a fact, and I'm not on either one of your sides right now because I'm sitting here just kind of in the middle. My brother-in-law flies for the U.S. Navy.
Right.
He flew flight games for years and years and years and years. His agility with that type of mechanics mm-hmm. was greatly enhanced.
Right.
Because of his experience with
a simulator.
Games. Yeah.
With a simulator.
With video games, period.
So,
yeah.
So all I'm saying is that if this shooter played those games in his mind, in the verisimilitude of his mind, which is the heightened level of disbelief in acting, it's one's imagination. What? Because you have to ask yourself on a common sense level, how, if you ask me, this kid wanted to shoot the baby and just use the excuse of the money to justify it, in my opinion.
Edward, if it did turn out, and this is a fair question back to you, because I think you made a fair assertion to Stephen, but if it did turn out that this guy was a video game addict, would that change your perspective on any degree of what Stephen's saying, that some desensitization does occur?
Well, desensitization isn't the root cause.
Agreed.
The mental illness is the highest aspect. And if you look in it, you'll find something, many, many factors that'll point towards mental illness.
Okay.
And the mental illness, but with maybe, I don't know what level of parenting he had, but parenting should have at least noticed some of these issues.
I don't agree with both of you. In my opinion, desensitization, the desensitizing in situations potentially like this, is the problem. That is
the problem.
Well,
then you would be arguing that Ivan, who said in the break that he plays these violent games, and he's probably one of the most gentle people we've ever met, that it would be having the same effect on him. If the desensitization to the playing of the game was what was causing the violent. And Ed Edwards said the desensitization may be going on, but it's not the cause. It's not the root cause of the evil. And I agree with that.
Right. I agree with that
and
as well.
And I think mental health has a huge role to play, and that's why.
Let me ask you guys a question. Hypothetical.
Yeah.
Are there jobs in America where you get tested before you can get the job?
Sure.
And if they question your sensibility.
Yes.
About certain things.
Absolutely.
You will not qualify.
Yes.
Okay. So my attitude is, just like the kid in Newtown, the kid, yes, already had some kind of an illness. He had a mother who taught him how to shoot guns. He played violent video games every single day, then went in, shot the door open, and shot all the kids. So somewhere in that kid's association or not between reality and not, he felt compelled to do this and was justified.
Obama blamed the gun. Edward would blame the mental illness. I blame the parenting, and you blame the video games.
I blame all of the above.
Right. Edward, thanks for your hanging in there. Appreciate your call.
I want to get back to that observation about one thing really quickly, and that is when the kid that was the shooter in the movie theater bought 6,000 bullets in a month.
Right.
And a red flag should have gone. I said this before. A red flag should have gone up, and somebody should have said, "Who are you? Why do you need these bullets?" And they would have found out pretty quick there was something dang wrong with them, and maybe stopped it.
Mental illness. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, stay with us.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live on Saturday night. It's me, Stevie B, as in Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I've been here with my partner, Kevin McCullough, doing this program, Baldwin McCullough Live, every Saturday night for the last 4 years. And, boy, it's...
just gets more fun every week.
It's like drinking a cool glass of water, people, every time you come back.
I never understand Stephen's analogies.
Yeah. Me neither.
It's like picking your nose in a snowstorm. What? What does this even mean?
Have you ever done that?
I'm guessing you have a story about
it's
a time
challenging.
You did.
I'll just leave it right there.
I can't get the finger in because the glove is so darn thick.
I'll just leave it right there.
888-340-3373. We are talking about a rather serious headline tonight, and more on that in just a second. Tim from New York disagrees with us. We're going to talk to him in just a second. But I want to tell you about a friend who came to me a while back. He had a serious problem. It seemed the company he was working for at the time was no longer offering health insurance. And I said, let me tell you about a healthcare solution that can help you. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a New Testament way of thinking about healthcare. It's a nationwide network of Christians who come together and share one another's medical bills. MediShare members practice healthy lifestyles, biblical principles in their own way of living, help keep costs down. In fact, MediShare members, their families, only average about a $282 bill per month for their healthcare plan. If you're looking for a healthcare solution, not just a plan, I strongly urge you to call MediShare right now at 855-PSALM-16. That's P-S-A-L-M. The P is silent. 855-PSALM-16. My friend did. A few weeks later, I got a handwritten note back saying, Kevin, MediShare was such a blessing. We didn't know it. We had some unexpected medical problems. Our bills were shared 100%. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free MediShare information guide, call 855-PSALM-16. It's not available in Kentucky or Montana, but everywhere else you're good. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call them today, 855-PSALM-16. That's 855-PSALM-16. Line 1, Tim in New York. You're up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
You probably heard of it. I disagree with the whole death penalty. I think that us people can decide the mortality of another person's life. No, I'm not a liberal, so don't get all nervous. I just think that
liberals don't make me nervous, Tim.
Yeah. We eat liberals for lunch.
I chew them up for breakfast. Go ahead.
I don't know. Why do you guys think that brutality is a reason to support more or support less the death penalty? If death penalty is for killing someone, we give the death penalty, so does it make a difference how we kill someone?
Sure. In general, I agree with you, Tim. The thing I find interesting is that there are people, and I guess you would consider yourself one of them, that would listen to this story tonight and say, nope, he shouldn't be put to death, and I'd want to ask you, why do you think that?
Well, I think that's left up to God to decide the mortality of a person.
But hold on, Tim. God said very clearly in Scripture that that the human governance was allowed to make that decision. In fact, to take the life of the person that did this very type of evil. So you're saying God leaves it up? No, God said to human government, if someone commits this kind of evil, you take their life. And part of it is a restraint on future people deciding to act this way.
Right. And so isn't that left up to biblical kinds of government, or is that left up to our secular kind of government?
Well, that's a disagreement that you're going to have going back to the Founding Fathers, because all of our Founding Fathers believed in God. I just found it interesting that when I asked you your reason for not supporting it, you mentioned God right away. And I just wanted to make sure that you understood that God was all in favor of capital punishment.
I got a question for Tim.
Yes.
Tim, so this kid's 17. Let's say he gets like 47 life sentences. Then he's just going to sit.
Which he can't. All he can get is one life sentence.
Whatever. So he's going to sit.
One murder.
He's going to sit in a prison cell for maybe 80 years, and it's going to cost the taxpayer X number of dollars per year, which I don't even. It's some astronomical number. I forget what it is. I'll figure that out and come back and tell you later on in the program. But so in your mind, that's cool. He shoots a baby in the face. He's guilty, life sentence, 80 years in prison, sitting there doing nothing, just costing us money.
But I do want to correct this before we get Tim's answer to that, because if he had killed multiple people, he could possibly get 80 years.
Sure.
One conviction on one death, one murder.
Yeah.
A life sentence, he probably can make probation in about 20. So he's out before he's 40 years old. I mean, this isn't, to me, this is not
but
necessarily.
What do you think, Tim? You're cool with that?
No. Before I answer that question, let me just say what I think the punishment for this guy should be, for this kid should be, lock him up and throw away the key. No parole, no probation, no none of that stuff. But I think we have to redo our whole justice system for murder, which actually leads me to my next point.
Okay, Tim, hold that point. I mean, we're going to get to it right after the break. This is Baldwin McCullough. Tim's in New York. Andrew's in San Jose. Hope's in Michigan. Stay with us. We're going to talk to all of them.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationships?
relationship or in your finances?
Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family?
Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you?
What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy,
acquire charisma,
power, and influence,
and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more?
What if that book was free?
Call right now
to get your copy.
866-760-8255.
Danny Johnson,
First Steps to Wealth,
is free
to you
right now.
866-760-8255.
Call now.
866-760-8255.
That's 866-760-8255.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
CreditBiz.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, glad you're with us Saturday nights. Have you heard about the American Reckoning? It is what is happening to the American economy. And if you watched what was going on in Cyprus in the last couple of days, if they do end up going bankrupt, there will be 401ks and retirement plans in America that will be adversely affected. If you would like a free DVD that help explains the global situation and why it matters to your retirement and the money you've saved your entire life, you need to text our friend, Kirk Elliott, Ph.D., America's Financial Doctor. He has a free DVD for you. It's called The Fuse is Lit, Part 3, An American Reckoning. And you can text the word FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938 to get that free copy. That's all you got to do is text the word FUSE to 33938. If you don't want to text, you can call the old-fashioned way by punching numbers 866-211-8986. But the DVD called The Fuse is Lit Part 3, An American Reckoning, which will describe, define, and give you a really accurate picture of the global economic situation right now and why it matters to you as a personal retiree or investor, which I would think you'd want to know about. You can get for free by texting FUSE, F-U-S-E, to 33938 or calling 866-211-8986. Back to the phones. Tim is in New York listening to AM 970, The Answer. And, Tim, you were you had a main solution that you wanted to tell us that you think you would put into place if you were the judge, the jury, the sovereign in charge of punishing this person that shot this baby in the face. What would it be?
What I said was, we lock him up, put him in jail, we throw away the key. No, there's no coming out for him. You know, two meals a day, not three. We've let everyone learn what happens if you murder someone, or if he's trying to murder someone. This is the way it works. You know, we can't keep, you know, like in New York, no death penalty or whatever. You know, if someone murders someone, we put them away for 5 years, and then we let them out after that, or maybe even after 3 years. We just can't go on. Which really leads to my next point, though, which, you know, Steve said that he believes the reason is the video games and the other spoiler. Said he believes that his father didn't smile at him enough. I think the problem is in our schools, we don't teach, like, you know, we're not allowed to teach anything about God, we're not allowed to teach anything about religion. I went to a private school, we were taught about religion, we were taught about what life is. Kids being brought up today don't know any of these things. What do you expect when they see a life? They don't know what it means. Like another school said about abortion, they know, you know, how many times have the parents aborted before this kid was born?
Yeah. Well, no, Tim, in fact, when you have a president who single-handedly voted in favor of a piece of legislation that would allow children who survived abortions to die of starvation on a shelf in a hospital closet, that tells you pretty well where our desensitization to life has come from. Hey, thanks for holding on. Appreciate your patience there. Let's go to line three, Andrew in San Jose, California. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, how's it going? I just wanted to make a couple of statements. In my perspective, I think that corporal punishment would be completely legitimate, and I am a believer of corporal punishment for one sole reason. That reason would be because I think that there would be no deterrent whatsoever for these psychos, these freaks, these schizophrenics to continue to do what they're doing if there wasn't that deterrent put into play. So I do completely believe that he should be put to death. I think personally that it would be him taking the easy way out. Now, from a theological perspective, the vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So I think that if he was kept alive, that a sense of karma would be a lot more worse in this life than if he just took the easy way out in death. And I have another point. I think that the media is just glorifying, forget my French, the crap out of this case, as well as other. These Chris Daughters and Adam Lanzers and Lanzas are just getting idolized by the American people. So a sense of desensitization is happening for that reason alone, because the media is glorifying these cases. So I really think that we need to step back and really look at the full magnitude of what's occurring instead of constantly, redundantly repeating these like some old sitcom show. It is disgusting. This story turned my stomach. It made me sick.
Andrew, I'm the father of a six-month-old. I mean, what I tried to do was put myself in the shoes of the mom. I live in a neighborhood where my six-month-old and I might take a walk this spring. I tried to imagine what it was to be like to be in her situation. Now, anybody that comes near me should usually assume that you're going to brandish a weapon. You better assume that you're going to see one. But that's, you know, that was not something that this woman had the opportunity to try to intimidate the guys with. So yeah, I don't know if the media is glorifying them. I mean, glorifying is a weird word to me. What do you mean by that?
Well, by blowing these cases and out of proportion by overplaying them, I think that it is desensitizing.
So should we not have talked about it tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Well, what I'm saying is that we can't rationalize and give motives to these people because we really have no idea what's going through their brain. The only things that know what's going through their brain, and my personal opinion, is God and themselves. And, I mean, is there some entity that's involved, some demonic possession? Who knows? I mean, we could have these shrinks analyze crap out of it all day, and we're going to come right back to where we began, and that's nowhere. We have no clue. We can't put sense to the insensible. It's senseless, and that's all it is. That's my point. I think that he should be put to death for the reason of it being a deterrent for these future criminals to want to repeat the same act. But there's really nothing that we can do to put logic behind this.
All right. Well, thanks for your thoughts on all of that. Kevin and I pretty much agree with you across the board. But, you know, for me, it's just one of these things where when you break down these types of crimes that are this has got to be in 30 years, I would guess, probably one of the most
just things you've ever.
Yeah, heard. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, there's no point in keeping somebody like this around. There's no point.
When we come back, we're going to go to Holland, Michigan, and talk to Hope, who's got a personal perspective on all of this. Hope, hold on. We're going to come to you next. It's Baldwin McCullough.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
For America.
Rekindle the romance.
Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Glad you're with us each Saturday night. Please tell your friends and come back on great stations from Fairbanks, Alaska, to Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between, even Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Thank you for taking us with you. From New York to San Diego, from Reno, Nevada, to Lexington, Kentucky, and from Holland, Michigan, to San Antonio, and Hope is in Holland, Michigan tonight. Hello, Hope. Welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi.
I saved your call for this segment because I think it might be the story that we want to end on tonight. But talk to us about why you think the death penalty would be merited in this case.
Because that's a heinous crime. And when I was 12, my dad was murdered and his tongue was cut out. And I think that's a heinous crime. And when you're a child and you have 7 children left behind, it affects them for the rest of your life. I had nightmares and everything. I had to go through therapy. And I never forgot that. And the more people you let get away with it, the more are going to do it.
I hear you. Hope, thanks for the call. Let's go to line 3. Lauren, also in Michigan, Drummond, Michigan. Hi, Lauren. Welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough.
Hi there. Hey, I was just listening to you, and it's really interesting, the debate and the CERN video game and all that. But what I was concerned about is I wish that some of our national leaders, maybe you guys or somebody, would lead us in a national time of sadness and mourning. That we put our hearts at half mast and our flags too, so that we wouldn't let this go by and just say, well, it's another thing that happened. It's awful. It's horrifying. I guess that's what I want to say.
Lauren, I think that's well said. Thanks for the call. Final thoughts, Stevie B?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody for their calls and a great show, and thank you, buddy. I think that our hearts at half mast is another way of saying let's be prayerful.
Yeah.
You know, let's pray for this mom. I mean, first son gets murdered in Jersey, and now this. It's just, it's unbelievable.
And her name, for those of you that would like to add her to your prayer list, her name is Sherry West, and she has lost 2 sons in the last 4 years. An 18-year-old and now a 13-month-old. So if you would. And, Lauren, that's a good challenge to us. Good place to end. Consider my heart at half mast.
Me too, brother.
All right. We'll be back next Saturday. In the meantime, don't forget Stevens tomorrow night on NBC Apprentice. Big congrats on last week's win.
Thanks, buddy.
In the contest. And on tomorrow night's episode, you get to deliver the check to mom. Is that correct?
I believe so.
All right. So we'll check that out tomorrow night on NBC. Otherwise, we'll catch you down the road. See you next week.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.